You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 117 of Well Met. We are a Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com. Today is, July 24, 2017, from Studio 5 in Denver, Colorado. I'm John Horstman. With me, of course, is the Death Knight crew. First, let's head on over to Nashua, New Hampshire, with our resident wild expert. It is Danny Donuts. Hey, Danny.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Dude, it's going all right, man. It's been a week. It's been a little bit of a week, but overall really good. How are you?
Pretty good. Ready to get into the show and have a good one.
Well, let's do that. Before we do it, let's check in. Say hello to none other than J.R. Cook. Hi, J.R.
Hey, John. It's an exciting time for Hearthstone. Like, coming up, like, we're just now finally starting spoiler season. You're starting to get card reveals today. Maybe not as much as what we hoped, but there is definitely more coming soon. So yeah. That's going to be awesome. And, San Diego Comic-Con just finished. So, it looked like a lot of people had fun there with the Lich King and the Ice Cream Citadel and then all of the other cool stuff that came out of San Diego Comic-Con that isn't even Blizzard related. Like, I'm super hyped about the Ready Player One movie trailer that came out. That's my all-time favorite book. And that trailer, I was just like, yes.
Have you
so happy about that?
Have you listened to the audiobook narrated by Will Wheaton?
No, I've really read the book like four times though, but I've never listened to it.
I read it once and then I listened to the narrated version with Will Wheaton, and it was really cool. To hear Will Wheaton's kind of take on the character voices and other things. So, one of my favorites too, for sure. Definitely my favorite, probably my favorite book since I, graduated college or not graduated, yeah. Started going to college. I was like, graduated college was three month ago. Whoops.
Right. No, it's one of those books that if you were born like in the 70s or 80s and you're a gamer, especially, like, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love that book if you've never checked it out. Definitely do so before the movie comes out. That way you can whine about how bad the movie doesn't follow the book.
I was really a lot of the 80s reference went over my head. I'm a 90s baby. So, like, I understood a lot of them, but not all of them. That was my only complaint. At the same time, I don't want a 90s pop culture book because it's not nearly as cool as the 80s, in my opinion. So, you know. Anyways, we should probably talk about what's been going on in our weeks in and around and outside of Hearthstone. So let's jump over to Danny here. Danny, what have you been up to, man?
Well, I was tryharding a little bit this week. I just hit Legend in Wild.
Congrats.
I actually won my final game with Mill Druid, but I played all the rest of the way up there with Pirate Warrior. So I thought I'd put a little pizzazz on at the end.
Pizzazz, he says. Fair enough. Nice. I think you said, 63% win rate for Pirate Warrior up there?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good win rate.
Seems pretty breezy, dude. Good job. What about you, JR? Anything cool, fun going on?
I mean, like I said, I hit Dad Legend with Standard, rank 5. I think I ended up with rank 3 at one point. And then just kind of, I've just been fooling around with just completing quests, trying to get gold, preparing for the next expansion. I'm not worried about pushing for Legend this month. I was taking advantage of that double quest stuff that we had or double gold for the quest that we had last week. Played a little bit of Arena this week, took advantage of that with the new event that's out. Went 6-3, which I was happy with because I'm terrible at Arena. Any kind of drafting mechanic, I've always been bad at. Even in Magic the Gathering, like, that was my worst format by far. So I was happy with the 6-3 finish.
There's an add-on for that.
Yeah, I know. And for some reason, I just refuse to use it. And I don't know why. I know it would help my game. But at the same time, it's like, I just refuse to use it.
I learned a lot from, I don't even know, what is it called anymore? Is it just Arena Tracker?
Hearth Arena Tracker or something like that?
Because it was Hearth Arena, then it changed. I think there's two of them now.
It's Overwolf. It's Overwolf, I think. It might be something like that.
Either way, like there's I know there's a few of them now that are kind of competing. But what I tried to do when I was playing Arena pretty heavily is I would see the cards laid out, pick the one that I would pick, and then cross-reference it with what was at the time Hearth Arena and try to develop an understanding that way. And it really helped. So I would definitely try the same thing. But yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's a tool that can help you, but also a tool that I don't know. It's just one of those things where I don't, like, I want to figure it out myself and I don't want something else to tell me. And right. If I do poorly, so be it. If I do great, then I just continue to learn that way.
Right. I'm totally with you on that for sure. It can be just as much of a crutch as it can be, you know, a help for getting better at Arena. Absolutely.
And I'm not too concerned about getting better at Arena. So, works for me.
I tend to use it to look afterwards. I draft it normally, and then I look afterwards to see what they think would be the best draft. And I compare how poorly I did compared to their list. Because I'm typically pretty bad at choosing as well.
Yeah, I'm not super great either. It's a whole different part of the game that I have an immense amount of respect for. But it's just, it's also
skill set.
Yeah, it's totally different skill. And I'm like, give me the best, most synergy, most refined decks. And for some reason, like Hearth or Arena just never really itched it. I remember back during the beta, I think it was the beta when Trump was like the biggest Hearthstone streamer by like 15,000 viewers. You know, it's just like Trump and then everybody else. And he would play Arena all the time. And I hated that. I hated that. And I was so excited once it got bigger and other streamers were streaming the ladder. I think Savitz was one of the first that I can think of ones that I would just watch hours and hours and hours a day. And so kudos to you Arena players, though. Check out the, oh my God, why can't I think of it? It's the Lightforge podcast for your Arena podcasting needs. They're awesome. So Merps and Adwicta, the Grinning Goats guys do all that. And it's really amazing. I've got a little bit of news. I talked about it last week, I think, but my new podcast launches tomorrow, Return to Orbit, a Destiny podcast. I'm really excited. Go to r2ocast.com. That's R the letter to the number O the letter cast.com. And you can find links to everything: iTunes, Google, Stitcher, an RSS feed, our Twitch. Our logo is really awesome. And so I ordered a couple of shirts with the logo on them. They look amazing. And so we've even got links to the store, Twitter, everything right there. I'd love for you, if you like Destiny or like Wellmet and the Payload and want to get a third helping of me in your life, well, I think that there are doctors that help with that. But even if not, go check it out. r2ocast.com. I'm really excited. We've worked really hard on everything. Jake Butno did the music. Coltrane from Convert to Raid did the voiceover. And it's just, it's going to be really awesome. Evan Sweeten did the logo for us, who redesigned the Payloads logo, and it looks awesome. Just awesome. So R2O cast, that's it. And also come hang out with us in our Discord. What are you guys doing with your life? Come on, hang out with us in Discord. We're talking about Hearthstone all week long. We just crossed 200 members, and we'd love to play with more of you, get to know more of you. We also have a room set up where it lets you know when any of the hosts start streaming, so you can fill your evening with entertainment from your favorite well-met hosts. So come on in and do that. Let's jump in to the news.
This week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Before we get started, we do want to thank our well-met legends, The Real Ben and Corel. Thank you so much for your support of the show. If you like well-met, want to help us do neat things, support the hosts, as we, almost all of us, are doing full-time jobs and other things during the day, head on over to patreon.com/wellmetpodcast. Find out how you can get involved. So we got some news today, and the first one, big teaser from the Big Ben Brode. He sent out a tweet. All it says is in quotations, Arthas, period. And then afterwards, 07.31.17. And it's from the, hey there, don't be scared. You know, this guy.
Journey to Un'Goro.
How did you convince me to do this?
Journey to Un'Goro.
Whatever.
Anyways, sounds like Ben Brode's ready to drop another album on us, boys. You excited about it? You got your Spotify's and Apple Music's ready for this?
I mean, I'm disappointed in you, John. You left out like the best part of this whole tweet. It was a picture of Ben Brode's chair in front of his staircase.
Right, his normal, where he did it the last
Where he was sitting when he did it. And it's just like only Ben Brode can tweet a picture of his chair in front of a staircase and cause all kinds of hype on Reddit and on the internet and on Twitter and all these social media places that, oh my God, something's going to happen. He has confirmed that it's not like a card reveal or anything like that. It's totally going to be a new rap. It's going to be a new rap. I'm excited for that. I want to rap about Arthas and hear Ben Brode rap about Arthas, because That'll just make my day. I'll definitely put that on Spotify and listen to it for the next 2 weeks until the release of the expansion.
I hope that it doesn't get overhyped, because he did his first one he was really spontaneous and did it like that. Now he's preparing for it. He's going into it, which could be awesome. He could make it a fantastic rap, and he could get professional sound behind it and everything. But he could also go in and overdo it. I want to keep it at a good level. I want to make sure he doesn't go overboard with it.
I expect nothing, and I will be entertained. It could just be Ben Brode up there just laughing, and I would be okay with it. Come on.
No. I need a little more than that. I was going to say, if we had a little bit more foresight, what we could have done is tell viewers to send us in their Arthas raps, and we'll wrap them on the show. But no promises on if we do it. So, you know, do it if you want, but I don't know if I'll have time. just do it if you want. But that's neat. Another thing we have, supposedly, we're actually going to ignore that because we couldn't find it. Pity timer bug. What's going on with this, JR?
Yeah, so last week with the new was the new patch that kind of came out, small patch that came out. There was a little bit of a bug that not a lot of people noticed. And if you remember on several of our shows in the past, we talked about pity timers, where basically, if you don't get a legendary card in a while, you're guaranteed to get one within 40 packs. Because that pity timer would always finally give you a legendary and then reset, and then you would have, basically, your chance would get higher the closer you get to 40 packs, and then would hit 100% once you hit 40. And the same would be on epics and just epics as well. And I believe they also said golden cards also had pity timers, but I don't remember what the stats were on all of those. But the bug was that they were reset. So a lot of players that were opening up their packs might have opened up more, you know, might have opened up 40, even though they had opened up maybe 20 or 30 before this bug. So they opened up, you know, a total of 70 and maybe finally got their legendary at some point, but they had opened up 70 packs in there when that shouldn't necessarily be possible.
You know, there's that lucky guy, though, who opened up a legendary and then it reset and then he got another legendary.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's possible as well. But Blizzard has said that they know about the issue and they are working on a fix for it. I don't think they have any details on how they'll fix it yet for the people that were affected. But it was actually a pretty small percentage of people that were affected because a lot of people aren't opening up packs right now.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
it might be a good reminder to people that, you know, waiting to open up packs until the next expansion hits is a good thing because of the way that legendaries are going to be changed on how you open them with the no duplicates coming out.
Yep. That's a big deal. That should net you a lot more. Not legendaries, but a lot more. I guess, yeah, in a way, a lot more legendaries. So.
It's actually pretty interesting, too. For new players, the welcome bundle, when you get a legendary and 10 packs, you're guaranteed to get a legendary in those 10 packs as well if it's your first packs. So the welcome bundle becomes really good now.
Right. Yeah. That's totally true. So cool. All right. Other thing we got going on, Frost Festival. Mr. Danny D, what's going on with the Frost Festival this week?
So Ragnaros has been pushed aside. His Flame Festival, his Fire Festival, is now become the Frost Festival. So we have a bunch of new things going on, and the main in-game thing is that you get a free arena run.
Cool. Per week,
every
right?
Every week for 3 weeks.
Yeah, every week.
Every week you get a free arena run. How much do those cost? $1.50, $2, or $150?
$1.50.
$1.50 or 150 gold, is that right?
I think it's $1.99 or
I can't even remember so much I do. I've never paid in cash for an arena run. So I guess I shouldn't really know, but yeah. Anyways, so that's going
on.
It
does pop up on the thing every time.
It's true. Every time, that one time that I did it.
Yeah, the biggest thing with that is also make sure that you have a quest cleared. Otherwise, this will replace a quest. For me, I actually didn't realize that and replaced a quest that I was halfway done with.
Was it random or like the first slot, the last slot?
I don't know.
I think it's the last slot. And they also start you at one win as well in the arena run.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The bonus win. You get a bonus win.
You get a bonus win, which is good. I went 1-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best wild players in the world. But it also just goes to tell you, A, how card reliant Arena is sometimes, and also, two, the different skill set that it takes. We were talking before the show about how the skill set is just so different between Arena. You still have like that idea of value and synergy, but you're thinking about it on a way different scale. So, I don't know, pretty interesting overall. All right, guys, I do have to take a brief moment and just let you know this show's going to be short. It is. We're probably going to go for about another 30 minutes. And then what we're going to do probably is do an extra episode with whoever can make it just for card reveals because of the fact that we only have one card to review and we're expecting more. And me being the smart young bloke that I am, didn't have a backup plan. So you can hate me, but you're going to get an extra dose of WellNet and probably net more time than you normally would get because of it. So, hey, there you go.
Make sure to join the Discord so you can see when we do that.
When we do it.
We'll post it in the Discord.
We have a lot of fun. Discord
when we do it.
We have a lot of fun with our live chat, our live viewers. So should definitely come hang out. All right, three new Hearthstone comics came out. This was a little bit of a surprise. So we were hanging out, doing nothing. And if you follow Overwatch at all, you'll know that there's been Overwatch comics for a while, almost since, during the beta, definitely after launch. And they've been a really great addition. And so Hearthstone's trying their hand at Hearthstone comics this week. We got three comics: Undead Conquers All, Forest for the Weary, and Freedom. Here's what I need you to do, though. We're going to synopsisize these. It's not a word, but we're going to talk about all three of these comics. And I'm about to give you the gist of them so we can talk about them. If you haven't read them, pause it, go read them, go to playhearthstone.com. I think comic.playhearthstone.com might be the short link to it, but it's all right there. Go read them. Fast forward 20 minutes. I don't care. Just this is your warning that we're going into spoiler territory if you wanted to read them before we discuss them. So first, Undead Conquers All. So all three of these comics take place in the Inn. And so in the end, a bard is encouraged to tell a tale about the frozen throne. Unhappy with or sick of the real story, the bard embellishes and changes kind of the real World of Warcraft lore that's going on. And in this story, Arthas and Jaina get corrupted together, and Jaina helps Arthas in the calling of Stratholm. If you pay attention to WoW lore, this is where Jaina and Arthas kind of part. Arthas goes down this any path to kind of cleanse the corruption kind of thing. And Jaina kind of takes the high road, if you will. But in this version, Arthas and Jaina contribute to the culling of Stratholm together. They're called to the Frozen Throne afterwards, where the Frozen Throne pits them against each other. At the time, their mentor, Uther, and also Thrall are there as well, and they all battle. We don't really know who won, and then the patrons of the inn say, "You have to tell us who won," and then it ends with the bard saying, Jaina won. Fine, Jaina won. Like, just kind of makes it up at the end. So that was the first one. What do you guys think about this? New comics, especially this story. It's a spin on existing Warcraft lore. It's kind of conflicting for me. But what did you guys think?
I mean, to me, it felt like fan fiction in a way, right? That's the best way I can put at least this story, actually all of them, now that I think about it, but, this story, especially because it's such a well-known story. Like it's a really big deal in the Warcraft universe about like how Arthas went down this path. I mean, that was basically the whole like Warcraft 3, Warcraft Frozen Throne story that went down. And for them to, you know, have this bard and kind of tell this story, I mean, it really felt like fan fiction. And it was just kind of a fun way of showing what could have happened if Jaina had decided to do something a little bit differently than what she did. And it was kind of cool to kind of see that little bit of fan service in a way. It's pretty cool that Hearthstone can do this kind of stuff where they can kind of play on this without messing up the Warcraft lore and kind of having their own little way of doing it, either with introducing new things or basically saying this is just a bard's tale in a way. And then being still allowed to kind of give that feel to it.
Yeah. What did you think about it, Danny?
So I don't know much about the world, the Warcraft lore. And, but I mean, I've obviously pieced it all together through all of these things. Once the expansion came out, I watched a bunch of YouTube videos on it, et cetera, et cetera. And this was pretty cool to back that up for me. But I liked it because it was content that Blizzard was putting out. In this period where we've been a little bit content free, it was nice to have something come out, something that I could look into and have some fun enjoying it.
Yeah. I have a theory. I really do. And I think that we're going to get at the end of all the missions where you defeat all the missions with all nine classes, they say you get a bonus reward. I think you're going to get Arthas as a hero card for either an actual hero card. I don't think that they would do it neutral, maybe like Paladin, like Uther gets corrupted into an Arthas hero card or something like that. But I think that that's what we're going to see because we've seen Arthas presented so heavily in this first comic. I would really like to see that. So that's kind of my thought on that. I think it's a cool, you know, they kind of did the same thing with the Grand Tournament where they kind of played, let's play a hypothetical, right? You know, and I love these hypothetical games that they play. And it's kind of a cool way to present it. Probably doesn't take a lot of time or effort to push these out overall. And they have Dave Kosak, who is, you know, was the former lead quest designer, story designer. What was it of World of Warcraft? I always forget.
Dave Kosak.
Yeah. But
Dave Kosak.
Right. Dave Kosak. He was it the quest designer or a story?
He's a quest designer.
Quest designer. Thank you. Of that. So he's there and he's taking on new roles to like create these stories, so it makes a lot of sense that they would do something like this. So I'm all about it. Let's talk about the second one, though. The Forest for the Weary. In this issue, the bard is asked to tell another tale. This time, it's about Rexxar. Rexxar noticed that the forest and the wildlife were dying, and he couldn't stop it. It turns out a corrupted form of Malfurion, who we later find out is a Death Knight, was the one corrupting the forest. Gul'dan shows up, promises him the power to save the forest at the cost of his life. Rexxar agrees and is corrupted like Malfurion, who was simply trying to do the same thing. So Malfurion in WoW and Warcraft lore is like the protector of nature and the forest and like all that. And so it's kind of cool how they draw a parallel between Rexxar's goals and Malfurion's goals here. So Malfurion was trying to do the same thing. Protect the forest. Gul'dan shows up, says, I can give you the power to do that. Ends up giving him the power to corrupt. Same for Rexxar. We also learn about a shark bear, which is pretty awesome. And we don't really know what happened to Gul'dan, but we do know that he happens to be a vampire orc. So, yeah, pretty interesting. This was my favorite issue for sure. What did you guys think?
I still preferred the first one, just because of the heavy influence of the Warcraft lore. But this one was cool for the fact that it kind of showed Rexxar's hero power and making those zombie beasts, and that the shark bear is something that is going to be in the game, because we did see a card of it in the introduction trailer, or just the artwork, at least. It looks like it's going to be a zombie beast, like one of the mixed up beasts rather than maybe an actual card. But it was cool that I liked the little play on afterwards, like, where did he find a shark in the forest?
Right.
But that was one of the things I thought was pretty funny.
What did you think, Danny?
Along the same lines of JR, I really liked the references to the cards. I liked the new hero power and the shark bear shark. But I'm also thinking maybe they left in clues in the first one and the second one and the third one for cards that they maybe haven't released yet. So we might see after the whole set's released, oh, they mentioned this card and we had no idea about it.
I don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions, right? We're definitely getting a shark bear though, right? Yeah. We're definitely getting a shark bear card.
There's artwork in Hearthstone with the Shark.
It was the main in the animation. It was the third card that comes down.
I'm also going to say that Gul'dan. I think Gul'dan's hero power is going to be lifesteal and draw a card because he's a vampire.
So. Right. That would make sense. Yeah, that's something I was trying to do with some of these comics. I was trying to decipher like what their hero powers might be with them giving away basically what Rexxar's is. But they did a pretty good job of just kind of being subtle with them. And we like once they get revealed, we could probably go back and go, oh, duh, it was this. But until we have that, I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think the third one's the hardest one to decipher. This is where I got kind of lost. The first two, I'm like, oh, okay. But the last one is kind of interesting. So in this issue, the bard is again asked to tell a tale. This time it involves Valyra and Anduin. Valyra was devoted to protecting the Rin family, including Anduin. And, oh my God, Varian, thank you. Anduin and Varian, and Anduin goes missing. Garrosh was near Stormwind recruiting for his army when he tells a tale of a shadow who has defied the Lich King, essentially. And Garrosh and Valyra go to confront it because while it defied the Lich King, it was also wreaking havoc on the normal folk as well. After Garrosh and Valyra slay the monstrous hordes of undead, Valyra, using a set of corrupted daggers, kind of added to this bloodlust. Basically, the more she killed, the more overcome with, like, bloodlust, I think is the best word for it, she becomes, and Valyra slowly becomes overtaken by that bloodlust, and eventually the Frozen Throne calls to her and says, you know, you can have this all the time, basically. And so as Garrosh and Valyra cut through the masses of the mysterious shadows horde, they get to the shadow, and it's none other than corrupted Anduin Rin, now a Death Knight. Garrosh tells her that she needs to slay Anduin to be truly free to break off her allegiance to basically anything. And we really don't find out from there if she tries to or can slay Anduin or not. But kind of interesting, we learn a few things. Like, do you think that what do you think we see from Anduin here? Anduin's controlling other mobs. Can we see some form of, like, mind control as a hero power? Would it be, like... Do you think that there's room in Hearthstone for, like, you know, control an enemy minion of, like, three or less attack for a turn for, like, two mana or something like that?
I mean, that seems to be Priest MO, right? On, you know, grabbing a hold of creatures, mind control. That mind control was, like, the first big thing that Priest had that, you know, got nerfed right in beta because it used to cost 8 mana instead of 10. And then we've seen, you know, instances where Priest is kind of controlling the board a little bit or grabbing a hold of your creature, using Cabal Shadow Priest to grab, you know, two or less, using the spell that I can't remember the name of right now that, you know, does the same. And then things like that. So definitely, like, this kind of hints a little bit at that, and also seems to hint at Valyra getting something to use with her daggers, and maybe we're gonna see the original rogue that was nerfed in beta come back, where Valyra is getting her daggers, and as you use your hero power, it gains more attack. That was something
back to like actually, the original, like, yeah, beta, pre-beta, yeah. Alpha, whatever that was.
Right. And
to be fair, when they nerfed Blade Flurry, this expansion had already been started to be created. So then maybe they release a card that could synergize well with Blade Flurry. That would be really, really good. So that design space might be a spot that's filling in.
Yeah.
This is why we have you guys. Smart things like that. Any takes on Garrosh's?
That one I had a harder time to kind of see, like, and out of all of these comics, like Garrosh and Malfurion and Uther, like, I couldn't really tell. It seems like Jaina's definitely going like a Lich King style, like, you know, Lich Queen or whatever. I know that we had some potential leaks on what her hero power will be that we don't know if it's true or not.
Probably talk about it anyway.
Yeah, but there's, you know, a potential that she goes that route based on that leak.
Yeah. There's, let's do that then. So first, let's talk about this. How do you guys feel about comics as a vehicle to tell the story of Hearthstone?
Well, I think for the most part, Hearthstone is a very casual game with a very casual audience. And one of the ways that you can bring in more of that is by appeasing to an already, like, really large base that you have with World of Warcraft. That's one of the reasons why Hearthstone is popular to begin with. And one of the things that World of Warcraft has is just massive amounts of lore. And so the way that, you know, just by telling these comics and getting these people invested more into the game means that they're going to be more likely to check it out. I see it as more of a vehicle of two things. One, getting more people, more new people interested in checking out Hearthstone, especially when they're going to see that, ooh, Jaina might be a Dreadlord. And getting the people that play WoW excited about that. And then bringing in new players like that, but also just keeping the people that are waiting for these card reveals something to, you know, read more about while they're waiting for the full set to finally be revealed.
Yeah, Danny, what do you think? How do you like comics as a way to tell the story of expansions, or part of the story at least?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Reading the comics was enjoyable, and it definitely spun a story in a very interesting way. Like I said, I've watched a couple of YouTube videos recently on the lore to just get summarized and caught up. And I feel that the comics did a better job than some of these narrators on YouTube who are just going over the really broad stuff. So it definitely was at least a little bit informative to me to see what direction they're going.
Right. And I don't know. I really liked it. Like, for me, you know, there's a lot of different ways that Blizzard, you know, has kind of tried to tell stories out of the game. They've done comics, they've done shorts, they've done kind of like these digital shorts, like Pixar style that we've seen. We've seen trailers, we've seen full-on movies, full-length movies. We've seen a lot of different things. And if there's one thing I've learned in, you know, 2.5 years of following this super closely and 10 years of following this, you know, more as like a fan and not a content creator, it's that different types of content resonate with different people. Every time something like this comes out, there's, you know, 100 people will say, this is the best thing ever. I wish that Blizzard would tell a story like this every expansion. There's another 100 who says, you know, I wish they would do something different. First of all, realize that your opinion is exactly that. It's your opinion. Relax. You didn't necessarily
okay
love
to
it.
Have different
that's okay
opinions.
But there's but also realize. Sorry, go
ben
ahead.
Ben Broad's rap is definitely the best way to tell the story.
Yep. 9 out of 10 dentists approve of Ben Broad's rapping to solve.
And the 10th dentist is wrong.
The 10th dentist is, he
is the Lich King.
Plays Gwent. So, So, yeah, just relax, have fun, enjoy it for what it is. Hearthstone is going to be, I don't want to say more story-driven, but bringing on Dave Kosak means that we know that there's a team dedicated to telling the story of Hearthstone, not just for, you know, like, balance and whatever, but a lot of people don't play this. They don't go sit down on the ladder and play for 5 hours a day, and, like, that's the way that they enjoy it. It's like, I love the art. I love the story. And giving more people a way to invest emotionally into the game is a good thing, period. That's an easy one. So relax, my dudes. It's all right. I get it. Comics aren't your thing. Some people who listen to the podcast might not be able to read yet. I don't know. Maybe not. They're like, hey. I wish they did a Made Fire version of it. Where have you seen the Overwatch ones where they're like animated and...
Yeah, those are incredible.
They're so good. And I wish they would have done this with the Hearthstone one. I don't think I missed it. Yeah. So like that would have been really cool.
I looked for it and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. But overall, I think it was really cool. I would like more of these. And I think they did it. I would have liked to see them rather than do three over 1 week. I think they could have done it over 2 weeks, you know, just because we had that content drought for, you know, the last 2 weeks of like nothing changing, nothing moving. And so that would have been something I would have liked to see. But yeah, make sure to go comic.playhearthstone.com and you can watch or check out those comics for yourself. Really quick, Dr. Jikininki wins DreamHack Atlanta, so huge congrats to him. We're working pretty hard. Ray is... Dr. J has said a few times that he wants to come on the show, and we just haven't been able to schedule it, but we're really hoping to have him on the next show or the show after that, so that should be really neat. And have him get some thoughts on some of the card reviews stuff. That'll be neat. And let's go into our card review... Card like singular card review. So today the embargo was lifted for card reviews. They said at release that card reveals would be starting on July 24th. Today is July 24th, and we have drumroll one card to review, and man, is it something. It is something else.
You can say that again.
So here is the card. It's called Ticking Abomination. It's a 4 mana 5/6 rare neutral minion that reads Death Rattle, deal 5 damage to your minions. All right. I know I'm going to let Danny, I'm going to let you go first on this one because you had some interesting thoughts in Discord about this card.
Yeah, sure. So at first glance, obviously this card doesn't look too good because you have dealing 5 damage to all your minions is never good. But this, in my mind, I think this makes me really excited because now they can start printing better like Death Rattle cards. Because of the, it spreads out the random effect better. So if you have a card like the one that was released last week that gives you a random Death Rattle card, if they only printed really, really good cards, that card would be broken. But if they release a card like this, then they can release some stronger cards that are Death Rattles. So I'm expecting that they might release some really good Death Rattles because they released this. This card allows them to print better cards.
Yeah. What do you think, JR?
Yeah, no, that's a pretty solid point. Looking at this card, though, it's one of those things where, you know, from stat wise, it's slightly better stats at the 4 slot. The card would have probably been better if it had taunt, because it could have worked better with like eggs and things like that that have Death Rattle that you might want to destroy.
Right.
But other than that, like it's just. You don't want to deal 5 damage to just your minions because your tempo is just going to die. And I've seen a lot of people go, well, this expansion has lifesteal. So what if you know, you were able to combine this with lifesteal and then maybe gain a whole bunch of life. But at the same time, I don't want to kill all of my minions to gain a bunch of life because you're completely losing tempo at that point. And you're just going to lose that life again. And die.
And it's predicated on you.
Don't have anything on the board.
Yeah, it's predicated on you basically already being dead, right?
Right.
Yeah.
These kind of cards that are just slightly above statted and then have like a big like negative drawback just don't end up seeing play. And but to Danny's point, I think this is more of a bad death rattle card to put into a pool so that you're not getting all good Death Rattle cards in your Discover effects or random. Like the card that we saw revealed to begin with, I don't remember the name of it now, that gave you a random Death Rattle card
in
your
hand when you died.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm totally with you guys. You can get a 4-mana 4/5 Chillwind Yeti, or you can get a +1/+1 with that Death Rattle. Like, just doesn't seem worth it. It really doesn't. Late game, it's worse. Playing it on curve, great. Innervating it out, I guess. But then it's, you know, it's a very control centric one minion on the board at the time. At a time thing. And I think that, like, what's it? Venture Co. Mercenary plays that role better. And so there's just a lot of like, oh, what about this? What about Silence Priest? And I'm just like, honestly, it's probably
there's better options.
You're risking doing 5 damage to all your minions, for +1/+1 over a Chillwind Yeti. Just doesn't make a lot of sense. That being said, who knows what they'll print in the future? You know, there might be something that could find a way to make this card be really good. I can't think of anything. So on its face, with what we know and what we are likely to see, just doesn't seem like a very good card. And to Danny's point, seems like something more to, you know, needs some more doomsayers out of our piloted shredder type of card than an actual really strong card that you can play. Let's talk about this though a little bit. So today the embargo was lifted, right? So we were expecting some cards, and we kind of left our show purposefully open so that we would have cards to talk about. And we, just about an hour before the show, we got a reply from Eritil, who's one of the community managers, who said, we originally had a few more card reveals for today, but the card reveals were all with partners, and they unfortunately couldn't happen today due to a variety of issues. But the good news, there will still be 2 more card reveals tonight. So please look forward for them. There will also be more card reveals happening every day this week. So first of all, Reddit, chill the F out. You are the worst part of this Hearthstone community right now. And I would just body slam you. If Reddit was a person that walked into my apartment, I would body slam you. Literally, the top voted comment right now: revealing just one rare card after almost 20 days since announcement just killed my hype. Get over it, bro. It's one day. If that killed your hype,
if you're getting pissed at that, like, don't even sort by new, dude. If you check out the new stuff, it's like the same comments over and over and over. I was checking that out because I was trying to see if they were going to reveal something midway through the day. And it was just, it was toxic. That's what it was.
When Reddit doesn't get their way, they act like little children, and that's unfortunate.
And we're disappointed. We're like, yes, Monday we're going to be with some of the first to reveal these or review these cards.
Right.
We only get one. Oh, shucks.
To
be fair, I would have been happy if Blizzard took some of the cards from their big pack reveal, like the 40 or 30 they released at the end of every set, and they snuck them forward. They could have done that. They have their own plan, so I don't want to infringe on that. But that, if I was working for Blizzard, maybe I'd do that.
The only complaint that I even have, and it's a small complaint considering, is when Ben Brode said, you're going to see card reveals on July 24th, I thought that as a official thing, that Blizzard is officially themselves going to reveal, you know, I thought maybe we'd get like a blog post with like 3 or 4 new cards, and then we'd see content creators coming in and fixing that. coming in. Sorry, I'm reading Skype chat and they're talking about fixing Danny's audio and it messed me up there.
Sorry, dude.
Coming in and revealing some more. So it's just one of those things where, like, I wish that Blizzard officially would have revealed something themselves and not, like, relied on third-party vendors, basically.
Yeah, at the same time, like, if it hasn't been a problem before, why would you change it, right? Because, like, even for, you know, for us, when we got a Whispers of the Old card reveal, they gave us pretty loose things. You can't reveal it before this time, and you need to reveal it on this day. However else right. you want to reveal it is up to you. Like, cool. And go for it and have fun.
But also keep in mind that we never had something where Blizzard officially said card reveals will happen on this day. And then it was followed up by content creators doing it instead of Blizzard officially doing it. That's the only thing.
I don't know. I would have to go back and double check and see if, like, the first, yeah, after sure the someone, first initial.
I'm sure someone.
Wasn't the first thing day 9 on Angoria? Wasn't that day 9 with, who was that with?
It was day remember. 9 and Mike Donne.
Might have been Mike Donne. I think that was the first thing for Angoro after the.
Oh, main. No, it was Legendary Ferret, Peter Whalen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's who it was. I just remembered his Twitter name and I couldn't remember his real name. That was weird. Like, I get it. And at the same time, like, every time we've seen a card reveal, they've changed something right. about it, right? Either trying to keep the formula fresh or trying to find the right formula. And I don't, like, when they say that they unfortunately couldn't happen today due to a variety of issues, that's the part where it's just like, I don't, what kind of issues do you need to be able to turn on your Twitch stream to your 20,000 viewers? Like, so like, I don't totally get that. Sounds more like it might have been a communication issue. Like, they might have given the wrong card to the wrong people or the same card to multiple streamers or something like that. And they were trying to figure it out. I don't want to speculate too much, but here's the thing.
I mean, at the end of the day, we still got a card reveal.
We did
on this day. So,
yeah.
And we're going to be adding some more. Probably have some right now, to be honest.
I'm checking my Twitter feed like nonstop. I looked like
2 minutes ago. Yeah.
And it's just, I'm expecting as soon as we say goodbye is when we like get like 3 cards and we're like, oh crap. But I think the big thing here is listen, if like anybody has the right to be frustrated, like this is what we do every week. We bring you the latest Hearthstone content. We did our best to like divvy out that content in a way to make sure that we had enough time to cover everything. And now we're, you know, 15, 20 minutes short on the show because what was planned on happening didn't happen. But like one dude who's like, my hype was all my hype here. Yeah.
I don't understand the concept of hype with video games. To be honest, like it's either you're going to buy it or you're not. You're going to be excited for it and buy into it or you're not. Like a card reveal or anything else with a game is not going to make me go, oh, I was hyped up for this. I was excited for this. And now because they took 2 weeks to do something and only revealed this one card, I'm suddenly no longer interested in this game. That's not how it works.
I bet that guy already bought the pre-purchase packs. I bet he already bought them.
I'm going to not pre-purchase next time, and I'm going to wait back and make sure that their card reveals start when they say it will, and that the amount of card reveals on that first day is enough to appease my satisfaction. Okay? Listen here. Listen here, young buck. Y'all got to chill out. Have some fun. Play some Hearthstone.
Play the Frost Festival and chill out that way.
Grab a Red Bull or a coffee or a tea or something and just relax. It'll be okay. in this free game. It's not like the cards, oh, we didn't reveal three cards today, so we had to pull them from the expansion. Now there's only 132 cards. Like, none of that is happening. You'll be okay.
They didn't make the rest of the expansion. They're making it right now. That's why they didn't release the cards.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, you know, like, I'm bummed too. I wanted more card stuff and I was expecting to see more, but, you know, guess what? I'm an adult.
The sun comes up tomorrow.
I'm an adult. And we just get more cards tomorrow. Woo! Big deal. Relax, dudes. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out. We know we went a little short this week, but we already talked about we're probably going to do a show sometime in the beginning of the middle of the week to do more card reveals, because it sounds like we're going to be getting multiple a day. It sounds like somewhere in the tune between like 5 to 10, based on what I can gather out there. That's a speculative number. Don't be like John on Well Met said that we're going to get 5 to 10 and we only got 4 today.
And now my hype canceled, is dead.
Yeah, now my hype is gone.
Cancel my pre-order.
Then again, if you want 3,000 upvotes on Reddit, that'll probably work. I don't know. Well, let's go ahead and get out of here. Emails, none. Bonus drop, nothing. Patreon, anything going on in Patreon land this week, JR?
That is a good question, John.
There's not. It's empty.
There is not. It is empty. I just looked. Also, you just told me.
There it is. Well, thanks to the real Ben and Corell for being our Well-Met legends this month. If you like the show, want to contribute, patreon.com/WellMetPodcast. Find out how you can get involved. No new iTunes reviews this week. As far as I can tell, the system that we used for iTunes reviews is kind of weird, and they had some issues this last week. So if we missed your iTunes review, I apologize, but it'll probably pop up for next time. Yeah, I think that's about it. But let's do shout outs for the week and where people can find you, Danny.
You can find me at DannyDonuts_HS. And shout out to Blizzard for this next upcoming week. I'm pumped.
Nice.
He's hyped.
Hyped. What about you, JR? Shout outs for the week, and where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Eldorian. Don't have any shout outs. Just make sure you go read Ready Player One if you haven't. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Great book. I might do some programming sessions in the next couple weeks, talking about maybe doing something with the Hearthstone API and showing how those work. That might be kind of fun to tie something into Hearthstone while doing that. So check that out. If I get around to doing it, that'll be over on Twitch at EldorianBP.
Nice. As for me, for real, if you like Destiny or think you might like Destiny, go check out Return to Orbit. New podcast debuting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time over at twitch.tv/R2Ocast or go to r2ocast.com. Find out everything, like all the links and everything are right there for you, so you can check those out. That's R, the letter, 2, the number, O, the letter, cast.com. We've worked really hard on it, and I think it's going to be awesome. And yeah, other than that, I think that's going to do it for us this week. Oh yeah. Find me everywhere, at Kick Tripod. I'm streaming a lot. I'm in a Overwatch rut right now. I have lost 16 of my last 17 games.
Get good.
Like literally like, what is that, like a 7.5% win rate, something like that? It's low. That has not been fun, but the Destiny 2 beta has been going on this week and other things, so I've been having a lot of fun there. twitch.tv/kicktripod. All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Big thank you to everybody for tuning in for episode 117 of Well Met. We record live at 7 p.m Pacific time at twitch.tv/blizzpro on Mondays. You can find more awesome Hearthstone stuff throughout the week at hearthstone.blizzpro.com. Thank you to Jake Butno for our music, and email us, wellmet@blizzpro.com. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.